This is KNPR and KNPR.org. The beginning of 2025 is a great time to make landscape plans for the rest of the year. Not too warm, but not too cold either. And as you begin thinking about planting, Norm Schilling offers advice on some old familiar plants to our region. Here's Norm with Desert Bloom.
I've been gardening here in the valley for 35 or 40 years, and as I've grown plants, they've grown me. And part of that growth is my understanding of what makes a garden beautiful. Now, beauty does lie in the eye of the beholder, but there are some pretty universal things that really make a garden pop. And one of them is texture. What do I mean by texture? I mean something that has some fleshiness to it, some boldness, some strength. Boulders can really bring in a lot. But you know what else does? Cactus and succulents. Okay, some of you are rolling your eyes right now. I know it. And maybe it's not for you. And if you think it's just all about because they're pokey, well, they aren't all pokey. In fact, some true cactus have no thorns at all. Totem pole is just really funky and crazy looking, almost like melted wax on a stick. And green and tough and basically no care, right? And it really adds a lot of texture and form into a garden. And in fact, one of the things that cactus and succulents do, I'm looking at a group of opuntias here, different opuntias, and some of them take on a bluish cast during the growing season, but then in the fall, they start getting rimmed, the edges with purple, and as it gets colder, that purple infuses itself through the whole pad. And then in the spring, when it's still purple in color, yellow flowers come out, and it's just so striking. And I suppose you might want to know the name of this blue-purple beauty. This is Opuntia chlorotica, and it's a variety called Pintarita. Opuntia violacea is another one that has the same coloration. And then this is Opuntia fiesta. These are padded cactus from Waterwise Botanicals. And this one has long white thorns, or they're almost white. And the way the sun catches it, it almost makes the plant glow. Just be careful when you're around it. Don't put it right next to a walkway, and you'll be fine. And then right next to it, we have Indian fig cactus, which is virtually completely thornless. It becomes somewhat of a tree. And in fact, you can really prune it, take some pads off, and make it very sculptural in form. It will get, I've seen it, as high as 10 or 12 feet. Really cool effect. And here, a little bit further down, we have a group of choyas. Now, candidly, choyas have some wicked thorns. They are barbs, so if you get them in you, they're a little bit hard to get out, and they can be painful. But, you know, the key is don't touch them. But planted, oh my God, they bring in so much texture and form. This one is called pencil choya. It is really, really cool. And the funny thing is we have two side by side here. One of them has thorns pretty much up and down. The other one has almost no thorns at all. So they look very different, but they're the exact same species. And right next to it, a compact silver choya, another one that really captures the light, along with teddy bear choya, just incredible in the sun. And maybe, well, certainly one of my favorites is a cylindropuntia called imbricata. It's a tree choya, a cane choya. I think the common name is cane choya, but it's a tree choya. It becomes a tree 8 feet tall. And you're wondering, how are you going to prune that tree? Honestly, carefully. It's not that bad. You just got to move slowly and deliberately, and the flower show is spectacular. The water uses are low, and all of these cactus bring in so much in terms of character and form and texture that makes a garden pop regardless of the time of year. So with that, this is Norm Schilling, your desert gardener.
Norm Schilling is the owner of Mojave Bloom Nursery and Schilling Horticulture. You'll find a lot more Desert Bloom from Norm and Angela O'Callaghan at knpr.org.